Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment from yesterday, what do you say, how do you act in order to get close to others? Record and listen.
An interesting little turn in the road, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, good morning. This is Sherry in San Francisco.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Well, you know, what I love so much about this retreat is the way that, like, initially there'll be sort of one response and then another one and then another. You know, it's like over the course of the day, I love that. It's like little gifts, you know, that get dropped in.
Well, what you're describing to us is there's the initial and then there's what's behind that and what's behind that. And so you're going deeper, right? With each one of these, seeing something else that you wouldn't see if you just either ignored the first one or took the first one and just stayed with that. So you're describing what happens when we stay open and keep looking. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, yes. Like, so, you know, for example, the content of this one, you know, at first when I recorded about it, it was, you know, the first thing that came to my mind was show up. You know, first, I need to be with people, you know. But then as I was recording, I saw, well, it's not just being with them. I have to really be present. I can't be in a conversation in my head because then I'm in relationship with the conversation in my head and not with whoever's in front of me.
That seemed
important, and then sort of the idea of no separation. And then later it dropped in, like, hey, wait a minute, there is no self and other. So really, this is about being in relationship with me, too, right? And then what I loved is that I was just meditating right now, right before this call, and it just dropped in out of nowhere, you know, again, hey, wait a minute, this is all about being in relationship to life. You know, there really is no self and other. So being close to life.
Yes. Well, you just made my case, didn't you? That it.
Just, I did.
It gets deeper and it gets bigger, right? So there's the focus. How are you with other people? And that other just slides right in. It's just so much a part of our. Because if we said, how are you with people, it could be a quicker clue for us that, well, I'm a people, but other people, right? So the focus is put out there, and then it drops in, well, it's how I am with me, too. Oh, it's how I am with life. And everything is just expanding.
Yes, and of course that last one is like a huge, like, million mile leap, right? Because then all of a sudden it's like, oh, hi tree, you know, hi butterfly, right? Like it totally went from initially I was like, huh, you know, how do I get close to my mom, you know, and picturing being with her, right? Like and that's great, but you're right, like it's amazing, and all that.
Yeah, you came full circle, right, back to the original, which is show up, right? Because if you're not present, you don't see the tree or the butterfly.
Yeah.
So it's all one, isn't it?
Yep. It's all one. And it's also simple, which I love. Like, you know, then it's like I noticed when I was meditating and that kind of dropped in, then conditioning came in right away and was like, well, duh. You know, like, you know, but it's so funny, but it's beautiful in its simplicity.
Yes. And the ability to laugh at conditioning rather than to entertain its nonsense, because it's like, well, if it's such a duh, why didn't you point this out to me before? Right? If it was so clear and obvious to you that I was not where I needed to be, you could have said something. I would have listened. We just have to write it off, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So thanks. I mean, you know, I kind of love, too, that it feels like that's the process over and over again, you know, with these exercises that we get to do.
Yes, because we were talking about this group last night at Center, we're closing in on something that is the most real something that there is, but we're so conditioned not to be aware of it, not to be conscious of it or recognize it or know what it is, but it's exactly what you just described, that something drops in. You see something. And then you're staying here, and you watch something else drop in. And it really is that dropping in that we're getting more familiar with. That's how we can see it everywhere. That's how you see and appreciate the tree. That's how you realize what the butterfly is. It's all this indescribable process that is, crudely said, human living.
Wow. Yeah, and just one more thing that just dropped in around all this, and it's like gratitude to, long time ago, I don't even remember who it was, but on the show where there was a conversation about, you know, don't just go to the right answer, you know, allow, you know, and that really shifted a lot of things for me, because it's that, you know, allowing that process that you're talking about, even if, you know, and most likely maybe the first thing that comes in is conditioning, but that's the starting place.
That's exactly right. And that signals us to stay still and to get to start closing in on, there's something that happens that we're looking for, waiting for, and we feel it when it's there. We sense it when we know it. Right? We know it when it's there. But if somebody said, well, what is that?
right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Gotcha.
Sherry, go happy.
You too.
Thanks, Sherry. The thing that was dropping in for me right there, Sherry, is the process of expanded awareness. Or expanding awareness, which I think when we practice, we train ourselves to do, which is to just sit with it. And I think you've often said that this is a practice of revelation, right? Things reveal themselves to us. And if we're participating in the process, then there are those stages of revelation. Because if we're completely blocked, the first thing that we've got that has to happen is for the block to be removed. And we're in the process of that attrition of what prevents us from what life wants to reveal to itself. Yes. And we just, go along for the ride.
And we can learn to appreciate being there in the front row while that's happening.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Danielle, recently from Chicago.
Danielle.
Hi!
And where are you now?
I'm in Iowa. I've been kind of a traveling person lately.
I see.
So, I'm outside. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm actually living right now with a house of 15 people, so it's hard to get privacy, but that's okay. I make it work, so.
Anyway. Thank God for bathrooms.
I like this Can you hear me okay?
Well, you went away Hello? For a while, but you're back now.
Okay, great. I'll move.
Don't move.
Okay. I liked this assignment. For me, how I access when I close doors is people like to pigeonhole me into this story of, oh, I'm the cute girl. I'm the cutesy wootsy girl, and I.
You know what, Danielle? Danielle.
Yes.
You are going in and out.
Oh no.
Yes, Sherry. Yeah. We can hear every third word or something. And there's an echo at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'll go back then.
Okay, because I want to hear it.
Okay.
I heard pigeonholed, so I want to hear. I want to hear more. Okay, so call
Sorry
back.
About that. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Danielle.
Yep. Thanks, Danielle. I'll keep an eye out for her in the queue, Sherry.
Okay, good. I know she can't go outside, right? Because she freezes to death, I think. But okay.
All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Jill in Philadelphia.
Hello, Jill.
Hi.
Are you working from home today?
I'm working from home today, but that doesn't prevent work stress from the office.
That's right. You brought the office right there with you.
I did. All the ghosts are here. It's great. I was kind of on the edge of my seat listening to the previous caller, so I hope she calls back. But I'm here, and I was just following. It's funny, in the first caller too, I had this great insight as to how the last five exercises came together, and it was a really nice moment. And I don't know if I can actually recreate it, but I guess what the main part sense was is that. It feels like my outside life has changed significantly since, the past 20 years when I really decided to, give this person I'm stewarding a decent life rather than, one in conditioning. But I guess the image that came up was, I'm still getting balls thrown at me and I still have to hit them. The scenery has changed.
Yes. But the game goes on.
But the game goes on, exactly. And so even though it's more fun and it's, it's the hard parts seem to have different dimension to them rather than just feeling difficult. It's still, conditioning still is very wily, I have to say, in my experience. And it's.
Well,
and
in fact, more so.
Yeah.
Right? Because 20 years ago, it was pretty straightforward. It might
it
not
was
have been
so
easy.
Obvious.
Yeah, it's really obvious. And now, I go back to Inspector Clouseau. So if we stay with the images of the balls, now it's to the point where you walk across the kitchen and here comes one, aimed at your left ear. And so there's once we get to a certain level in practice, we really do have to learn to enjoy that sort of thing because it is really subtle.
It is so subtle. And what just dropped in was this. It seemed like in the earlier days of practice, the outside content matched what conditioning was doing. But now it seems to just come from out of the blue sometimes where, it can really sort of throw me. Like I was having this experience yesterday. I was with a group of people. We were sitting around chatting and suddenly I felt very afraid. Something triggered me. Someone opening the door just sort of put me in this mindset. And it was kind of fascinating. Actually, we somehow it came up to that we would all sit in meditation for 15 minutes, and so I got a chance to kind of look at that. But I was like, what is happening, where I feel like earlier in this my progression, I would have, whatever, change, I would have, there would have been some story behind that as to why that was going on. Like I would have just come from something that where that made sense, and now it's so clear, it's just, it's just conditioning, you know?
Yes, 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 yeah. And when we're really present, there can be a clue. And so it can be something as difficult to catch as, oh, ego was just not feeling appreciated. My ego was, you know, I forgot about ego for a while. And here comes the jolt of fear that gets attention turned back to ego.
Yeah, I love it when that reminder is put out that it just wants attention.
It just wants attention.
And it will really use everything that I care about and I'm doing or this person's life to try and twist it, to move the attention to it.
So are you increasingly the kind of thing that you do to, I can't remember now even what the phrasing was, but do you meditate with people? Is that one of your new techniques for getting close to people?
It was just a surprise, sort of a surprise thing. Somebody suggested it, and then everyone was on board. But, for the assignment, I was looking at, what karma around this do I still have to transcend, and then sort of how it operates when I'm, with the mentor in presence. And it kind of felt like it was the same, except am I in conditioned mind or am I not? You know, it's like, I like to have fun with people, and if I'm here, I'm having fun, and if I've been taken over, I'm looking for ways to figure out what the other person wants, and try and be that. Which is conditioning,
that self-conscious focus on ego.
So painful, yeah, and
yeah.
And this person just gets completely left behind. It's just all about, how
ego is being perceived.
Yes, exactly. exactly. But I grew up trying to just with the message that I have to hide myself, and so it's been a long process to allow this person to be who she is in the world and other people to see her and, that's a daily practice of keep showing just, who this person is.
And finding out that people actually like, appreciate, enjoy, dare we say, love this person. Yeah. Very good.
Yes, all right.
All right. Well, thank you, Jill.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jill.
That was so big, wasn't it? That we, by the time we have a sense of ourselves, we've already got all of this information that there's enough wrong with us that we've got to hide. And then to have the courage to come out and risk being who we actually are, and then find out that is what's appreciated. And so often to find out that other people saw that all along. We thought we were hiding, but we weren't.
Well, the thing that I was looking at with this particular assignment is this process that I think we've all been seeing, and then it's articulated differently, right? So the self-hate is what I relate to as the description about myself. It's in the eulogy class of death and dying. And the whole process of practice is to see through the eyes of love the person, the human incarnation. And it's only when we see what we don't have to hide are we able to be what we are. And now that has nothing to do with how other people see us, because they're seeing through the eyes of love. It's just that we can't see ourselves through the eyes of love. And until we do that, we can't have ourselves.
Yes, 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 yes. That is so big. And it feels to me, I don't know if this is true, but it feels to me, and I want to give a little shout out for everybody who's in that email class to not get talked out of doing the assignments, because what I see with this retreat and with that class is that people really are having this kind of undeniable experience of their own goodness. And gosh, that's truly a life changer to actually, even if it's just a glimpse that conditioning ego is going to come after and try to obliterate as quickly as possible, seeing, having a chance to see oneself as one actually is, is so powerful.
Yes, and I think that's what you were talking to Sherry about, that that's the relationship we're cultivating in practice.
Yes.
It's not with me, but it is the process of seeing, whereby what I'm seeing is the intelligence that animates all, that my relationship with the Buddha nature that is me is being recalibrated.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I haven't been able to, I'm not even allowed to see it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I have Daniel back, Sherry, so here we go.
Oh, good. Danielle.
Hi, thank you so much for getting me back.
Yeah.
That was very nice. I really liked this assignment because it allowed me to look at some things that I've been looking at, and it's kind of regarding to ego kind of portrays my personality as like this cute girl that isn't really allowed to like say her opinion, isn't allowed to kind of like, she's just allowed to be sweet. And
sweet and
that,
cute, that's plenty.
Yep.
That's all we need to know about her.
Right, and like that's how I get approval from others. And and then at the same time, it often puts such a negative, like 360 on that, like, because I've mentioned I'm in theater, and some of the roles that I often get right now, because I look younger and I am of shorter stature, I get children roles sometimes, and ego just thinks like, oh, like you are never gonna like be taken seriously as a woman, as a, you know, as an adult, and so it's kind of this weird, like, yeah, like pretzel that I'm in where, yeah, it doesn't look at that as like, well, I do look young and it is an opportunity and that's great. And also being nice and sweet is great, but you can also show other parts of yourself. Like it doesn't help me at all in that. I don't
right.
know.
well, there, Danielle, there are two things about that strike me.
Mm-hmm.
One is what doesn't help you is that conversation in your head.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
what's really not helping you. Now, currently it's saying, because you're little and you're cute and you look young and people don't take you seriously, this is what the problem is. No, actually, it's that voice talking to you. Because
mm-hmm.
as an actor, if you were to bring all of the qualities that a dedicated actor needs to bring to her craft,
mm-hmm.
people would take notice.
Right, yeah.
So all that stuff is just horse pucky, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have anything to do with what you want to bring to what you are doing, the choices you want to make for how you are. You want to be professional. So if they give you the role of a child, you're gonna put in a blockbuster performance as that child, such that
mm-hmm.
people go, wow, I mean, she's how old are you, 22?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's 22, and she's pulling off this role as a child. Now, that's acting,
mm-hmm.
right? So just a little encouragement that
right.
the only thing working against you is that negative conversation in your head. Yeah.
And as soon as you start getting some years on you, it's going to change that story into, yeah, the problem is, oh, older actresses, they never.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, I find that because I'm in a show right now and I find myself not enjoying it because I am in this and I'm like, this is all totally, it's not about the context. I know that it is really just the ego trying to just get in the way. And I think I just need to make more recordings or something to just.
That's right. You know. Because this is your chance to prove to yourself and everybody else that you are qualified to be a professional.
Mm-hmm.
And people who grouse are not professionals.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Good. Yes. More recordings.
More recordings.
All right. Thanks, Danielle. Thanks for persevering.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Danielle. Sherry, we have time for one more caller.
All right.
3 minutes. So here we go. Next caller, you're
right.
Live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm in Arizona now.
Oh, Mark, you're following the sun?
Of course.
Why not?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Could do. Yeah, of course. It's a
gift.
Yeah,
it's a tremendous
good. Gift. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I actually was contemplating as kind of the introduction to this, that every one of those conversations that you've been having today is sparking a really deep responses. So, for instance, I realized this morning that in relationship, fundamentally where I have trouble is in trusting. But I'm actually putting that on the other person because I'm actually not trusting myself. In other words, I'm not, as your earlier conversation was, I'm not actually trusting life. And then what does that mean to trust? And for me, trusting is like setting aside ego. It's jumping off the cliff. It's just saying, okay, everything is okay. You know,
and whatever happens, you'll be equal to it.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And continuing in that same vein, my partner pointed out to me a couple days ago, you know, it's really good to get to the place where your ego is feeling uncomfortable and sit with it. Hold that place. Live there. You know, kind of like when you're sitting, you're meditating, and you itch, and you just don't scratch it.
Yeah.
And it goes back to something that Ashwini was talking about, anger, and letting the anger, this was when we were at retreat, letting the anger happen and trust and know, because in the process of doing that, as I understood what she was saying, that I will learn something very real about, one, the kind of resources that I have at my disposal, and two, that the anger is a passing thing if I don't let conditioning feed it. And that's trusting.
Yes. Right? Yes. And back to that kind of, it sounds simplistic until we're actually doing the practice, that realization that everything that's happening is for you. It's all a show for you to get to a mirror, for you to get to look in and see something important for you about you.
Right. And two other things that all are the same. Yesterday, I think you said something about, you know, ego. It's really struck me. It really rang a bell with me. Ego is jealous of your having relationships, you know. And I watch that all day. It's amazing how much it'll go through. Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's petty. It's nasty. It's, yeah. If it were a person, you would ditch that person so fast.
Really? It's true.
Yeah.
But, of course, not easy to ditch this person, you know.
No.
One has to, yeah.
Ditching ego is a lot trickier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, of course, when I see that, I recognize that it's purposely, thoughtfully, viciously, really, separating me from that which is so real. And that's, so when I sit oftentimes in the morning, particularly, I go to all of the sensations that I'm experiencing because I'm interested in being as present to what is actually happening. So mm-hmm. I will go to visual, to auditory, to taste, to smell, you know, as a kind of one of the, and open up so that I'm more and more and more aware, because I'm also aware that that's all I have.
Mm-hmm. That's what's real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. And so the reflection that you're describing is a kind of expression of the same thing, because that reflection is the result of my experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's obscure. I'm sorry. I'm not making the connections very well.
No. Well, I think I'm following you. That's not to be confused with I am, okay? But I think I am.
Of course. And if you put all that together and add to it this wonderful thing that I really finally am starting to get, is that I never have any idea what another person is thinking.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I am not connected with them intimately, in probably more intimately than I am willing to accept at this moment. But
yes.
I don't have any of that. Yes.
Because when we drop the idea that we know something about the person, that intimacy is actually possible, isn't it? That's why silent retreats
yes.
have people ending up in love with one another, right?
Yes.
Because there is none of that stuff that gets in the way of love.
Right. Exactly. In fact, take that one step further. Where can I reliably go to seek refuge?
Mm.
And the truth is exactly as you described it. It's in the Sangha. And I've got conditioning telling me, yeah, but you can't go there and party, or you can't have long conversations, or you can't do this. You know, all of which actually don't count.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Because they just make us, yeah, they just make us feel more separate. Oh, I don't
right.
know. I mean, he said that. I don't think he really, likes me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to have to do this, or I'm going to have to do that in order so that I'll be more likable, or, and the list goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But when we're just together in that realization that we don't know anything on a content level about
right.
one another, but we know right. everything on a process level.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Whew.
That's right.
Gives me chills.
Oh, me too. And yeah. I at that moment I recognize, and this is probably a little bit, but I recognize all of my ancestors, all the people who came before, that first line in the daily recollection, right, that you speak,
mm.
the people mm-hmm. who came before, who made this path, and they're right there with me.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those paradoxical moments, right, where, yes, they've gone ahead of us, and they're right here with us now.
Right.
And intuitively, we can sense the truth of that.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. we now know what is real.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep enjoying.
Yeah.
Oh, I am. Thank you. Indeed. And crying. I'm actually crying right now.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the most enjoyable moments, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Go happy.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Thanks, Mark. And that brings us to the end of a wonderful show, Sherry, and our assignment for today, which is Friday. What do you say, how do you act in order to keep others away? Record and listen.
All right. Well, thank you. Enjoy, and that's kind of it, isn't it?
We'll see everybody on Monday.
Do our best. All right.
Yes,
take
exactly.
care.
Let's do our best. So happy. Thank you, Sherry. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.